Fine crouton.
It's word salad with Amelia Discreet, only on 95 BFM.
Oh, morena, Amelia. How
Hello.
Are you?
I'm pretty good. It's nice to have you back in the old building.
Well, it's very nice to be back, I have to say. It's good. The chair's been kept very comfortably warm by Mitch and Jen, so thank you very much to them for holding the fort.
Mitch and Kedia.
Oh, my God.
But Jen,
shout out to Jen
around.
Anyway.
Yeah,
like,
shout out to Jen.
Shout outs to Kedia. Thank you, Kedia. I also know he's listening,
I feel twice as bad
about that. Kedia, I love you. I'm sorry. What are we talking about on Word Salad today?
So, today, and it slightly pains me to say this, we're talking about ologies.
Ologies?
I would much prefer to say we're talking about logia.
Logia.
Even though I don't know if that's correct, but I do know that ology is not really correct. We're talking about ologies.
So what do you mean by ologies?
Yeah.
You know, just start with some basic ones. Biology, zoology.
Okay.
Why do you know, why is ology not the correct term?
So, remember when we were talking about false splitting the other day?
Yes.
So this is a thing that has happened with this as well.
Okay.
So, because some of our earliest ologies are things like biology, geology, those aren't ology or G, the study of G.
Ah, yes.
It's geology.
Oh.
Okay, so that's what it should be.
Right, I'm with you. Yeah, like biology.
Yeah, biology.
Biology. Okay.
Yeah.
So this is what is it called again? A false split.
Well, yeah, that's not super important. That's just a kind of a by the by.
By the by.
But I've been thinking about some of my favorite logies or logia and what it means to be a logie. So where do you reckon that word comes from?
Like logie.
Logia, yeah.
Logia. I'm going to guess it's Greek.
It is Greek. So basically it comes from the Greek word logos.
Okay.
Which is the same root for logic. And it's kind of like a pretty complicated word in Greek. It's very important. So it means word.
Yep.
So that bit in the Gospel of John in the Bible where it says, in the beginning there was the word. It's in the beginning there was the logos.
Mm.
And so word, there's never quite an adequate translation for logos, because for something that can mean both word and like logic,
yeah,
it means like idea, discourse. In the beginning, there was the discourse, and
the discourse
was good. debatable. Yeah, and so discourse is more what we're talking about.
Okay,
discourse, discussion, dialogue.
And that makes sense, because like biology, for example,
it's a subject matter.
Yeah, it's a subject matter is a discourse. Is that like a fair parallel, maybe?
Yeah, it's like it's a discussion, and then so the first bit will be the topic. So I've made up a great list of some of my favorites. So ones that have been coming up a lot recently, etiology. And nosology are two that are like this. Based around the study of diseases. So etiology is about origins.
I was going to say, why is this having a moment right now? Okay,
Nosology is like the classification of diseases. So where things count as separate diseases, what this actually is, what group it falls under. There's some classic fun ones. Campanology.
Campanology.
Bell ringing.
Oh, that's great.
Bell ringing.
Yep.
So the action of ringing a bell has a name with an...
It usually refers to more specifically like the art of church bell ringing, where they're pitched.
That is actually
art
form.
There's a really good Midsummer Murders about it.
I've got a good question here. Someone said, what about reflexology? That ology the split seems okay.
Because it's the study of reflexo.
Oh, reflexo. Oh.
Yeah. So basically what's
everything
happened...
Everything I know is a lie.
I want to really get away from saying things are wrong in this segment, because apart from Nick Cave, nothing we've talked about has been really wrong. It's like, it's more like stuff changes and evolves over time.
Yeah,
so originally the split was something logia, because it's the discourse. But now that it's in English, we take the suffix ology as. So instead of when you're talking about the discourse surrounding death, it's not thanosology.
Thanosology, mouthful.
Thanatosology.
Ah, yes.
Oh my goodness. It's thanatology. because we want the ology. It just sounds good to people, and so it's survived better than ones that have like the weird two consonants.
Got you.
So reflexology sounds terrible.
A bit weird, yeah.
But reflexology, it's nicer to say in English, and so that's survived a lot better.
That makes a lot of sense.
So we do have other words that have this suffix that aren't ologies.
Okay, hit us.
Some of these you're probably familiar with. Apology?
Yep. I'm familiar with apologizing.
So what do you reckon that means? Because this is an interesting one for me.
Is it like apology? Is apology a thing? Is that a thing? Am I barking up the wrong tree here?
An apo is a thing. So apo means like away. So it's speaking away. So apology originally was like a defensive speech. So that's why Socrates' apology is not him going, "I'm so sorry that I led the youth of Athens astray." It's him going, "I did not lead the youth of Athens astray. Let me tell you who led the youth of Athens astray."
So when someone says like an apology and they're like, "I'm sorry if you were hurt by that," that's actually, and everyone's like, that's not a real apology. That is actually
a classical apology. And so that's when you're talking, when people talk about apologetics. So you can talk about someone being an apologetic for something. It means they're defending it. They spend their time defending that thing.
That makes sense.
So we also have tautology, which is when something is, so it basically means same word. So it's like it's like a redundancy. It's like it says the same thing twice.
Mm-hmm.
Technology. Which is like craft discourse.
Cool. That's very cool.
That's also a word that's come a long way through
since its original meaning.
Eulogy is one that doesn't have the O. So we've got the original logy intact there. And so just means good. So like euphoria, that kind of thing. So it just means good speech because you're speaking well of someone.
So how did that kind of, this is probably a big tangent I'm about to dive into.
How did that become a funerals thing?
Well, I guess you give good speeches where you're speaking well of someone. You're speaking good of.
But why wouldn't you use it in another context as well? Why wouldn't you say like, you know, at a birthday, you give a eulogy because you're like saying, "I love my friend. It's great that they've, you know, born today."
I will look further into that.
I did that in an old nana voice, but
I will look further into that and I will get back to you.
Thank you.
Chronology is another good one. A personal favorite of mine is eschatology.
Eschatology.
Yeah. So the eschaton is like the final point, the end, and so eschatology is what you call when someone's talking about the apocalypse or the end time. So saying apocalypse is kind of a confused thing because that is a word that means something completely different. But the end times.
The end times.
The end of the world. So when you're reading someone in the newspaper being like, everything's going to catch up, they're doing eschatology.
Eschatology.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's an eschatological
treatise.
I would say they're being apocalyptic. But that doesn't...
We can talk about apocalyptic another time, because apocalyptic is a really interesting word.
Okay.
Philology. So this is basically, etymology and philology are like, they're having a fight for what gets to be the thing.
The thing.
But so whereas etymology is like constructed as a normal ology.
Yeah.
Philology is like philosophy. So philosophy is the love of knowledge. Mm-hmm. Philosophia.
Okay. I'm following.
Philology is the love of word, love of discourse. And so...
We do love some discourse at BFM.
If you read an old book or something, and they're like, Ashby, the grey and burnt husk of the wonderful insect that flies. This is the origin for Ashby.
I thought it was something about small towns with ash forests.
It's not. I'm just talking nonsense, and that is kind of what philology does.
Okay.
So there's a lot of like old philosophy stuff, and like people studying the Bible and stuff, and they're like, this word.
So should there be a logia?
We can do whatever we want. There's no official terminology.
Is that the idea?
Not necessarily.
Yeah.
So there are definitely trends as to what gets to what likes to call itself an ology. Because you were saying yesterday, why doesn't you know, the people who you went to uni with get to have ology, sociology, anthropology. I don't. I did art history and philosophy, and neither of those get a logic.
Yeah, because you've got... Yeah, history or historian.
Yeah.
Which is not.
I did have a kind of a dig around, and it's difficult because commerce is a Latin word. So it's hard to be like, what is commerce in Greek? Because that's just like Google loses its mind.
I think it's...
Google loses its mind trying to come up with that.
I think maybe emporology is kind of close to what you might be doing.
That's flash.
That's like traders and like marketplaces.
That's pretty
kind
legit.
I feel like I'm getting roasted in the most like...
No, I worked hard to try and find this for you.
I'm enjoying everybody just texting in logy is now. We've got...
What have we got?
Theology, astrology.
Strong.
We've got trichology.
Trichology? Trichology?
I'm going to say this wrong.
I think it's trichology. Kinesiology?
Kinesiology.
I think old mate Havo is into that.
Kinesiology. And then someone said Scientology.
Yes. So I have
that's an interesting
one. Have Scientology on my... So I have a big list here of different ones. But I have Scientology next to Contrology. Ooh. As people who have put it there to try and sound... to try and gain some legitimacy. So Contrology is what is like Pilates, basically. It's just Pilates.
It's just Pilates.
Scientology, I guess it's the discourse surrounding Scienta. But I said that I don't get an ology as a philosopher. As a philosophy person, or ex-philosophy person, but within philosophy, they love it. They're calling everything an ology. So we've got teleology, deontology, epistemology, phenomenology, ontology, and then with a French accent, ontology.
Ontology.
Which is also a music genre, but usually pronounced with the H, hauntology.
Hauntology. What genre of music is that?
Mixology.
Mixology is a very good one.
Yeah.
Hauntology is that, so it comes from a Derrida essay where he's talking about ghosts.
Flash.
He talks about in the Communist Manifesto how a spectre is haunting Europe, and then he talks about Hamlet for ages, and he's basically talking about like cultural spectres. And so the genre kind of takes some ideas of that, and it's basically when you listen to that music that's pretending to be 1970s UK public service announcement stuff. And so it'll be like a little Moog synth like, bah, 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 bah. The village is now closed for outsiders. Bah, 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 bah. That's hauntology. What else?
Wait, so mixology, surely that comes from the word mix, not mixo.
Well, so, yeah. Well, this is the I was kind of, yeah. So basically now when people form it, they're not, especially if you're kind of doing it for a bit of fun.
Yeah.
Like, you know, maybe you want to make a lot of money, you make up Scientology. Maybe you
just
want to...
Just for a bit of fun.
I'm going to get arrested for this, aren't I?
The Scientologists are going to get you.
Honestly, though, mixology, it's meant like that. That word is meant to be a bit of fun. And so they're not kind of digging through ancient Greek to try and find the right match word.
They're just like, you know what it means. You get the gist.
Yeah, certain language people will get very stressed if you mix, if you make a compound word that has bits from different languages. Like people hate television because it's Greek and Latin.
I see.
Yeah. And
but
so,
I mean, those words tend to stick a little bit.
Yeah. Like so one that's also been topical recently, and things are about to get a little bit dark. I'm sorry. This is quite serious. Killology is the real name that the guy who teaches courses in American police precincts calls his method of teaching police to shoot before thinking.
Wow.
So you can look into that.
They teach that.
Yeah, because otherwise, it's really hard for people to kill people if they think about it. It's horrible. You can look into it. It's called killology, and the guy is called Grossman.
Called Grossman.
Fitting.
Yeah.
Fitting name, maybe.
Yeah, and so people will make up ologies if they want to sound cool. Like old mate Leibniz called one of his books Monadology.
Oh.
What's a monad? It's a thing he made up.
This has been a wild journey.
What's that
Amelia?
In the original Greek?
So I guess before we go, I'd just like to go through a few of my favourite ones just kind of word-wise. Lepidoptery, ludology, meriology, nephology.
Nephology.
Ology. Cephology, speleology, vexillology, and xylology are some of my personal favorites. Warning, there is a long Wikipedia list of these, and it contains many false entries.
Oh, drama.
Someone needs to edit that.
Including dudeology.
Oh, no.
We've already got one. It's anthrology.
Anthrology. Well, thank you very much for the logias this morning, Amelia. We very much appreciate it. And thank you all for your texts that you've sent in about various ologies
as
well.
I'm really enjoying these.
We're going to read some more of these after this.
Vinaigrette originally referred to small vinegar.
Word salad with Amelia Discreet on 95 BFM.